8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And you've had to have heard of The Wizard of Oz. It's a culturally iconic movie. That's from the wonderful world of Oz. And Frank Baum, L. Frank Baum, also wrote The Woodsman. And members of the Strangeman Theater Company have created it's a wonderful puppeted, what's the proper term for it, James?
A show with puppets.
A show with puppets, you know? There you go. Directed by Claire Carpin and James Ortiz. I've got Will Gallagher in here as well. He's movement director, and puppet master Amanda Lederer has also joined us. Thank you all for coming in today. Claire and James, I'll start with you guys today. Can you kind of tell us about the premise of this? This sounds fascinating at the Blue Barn Theater.
Yeah, it's a show that's hard to describe.
Yeah.
But pretty magical.
Yeah, it's inspired by a lot of passages from the original Oz books, the L. Frank Baum classics, but it's the story of how the Tin Man became the Tin Man. And for anybody that's even lightly familiar with the material, the most I'll probably say is that he was once a human that fell in love and something didn't work out. And the exciting thing is that the Oz books are really our only American fairy tale that we have. You know, of course, fairy tales that are in our lives are actually sort of imports from Europe and
sure,
what have
right.
you. So the really exciting thing is that this is actually, in a really beautiful way, a quiet and really powerful piece of Americana.
So I would contend that many people listening right now who just heard that he was once a man and fell in love and then mm-hmm. something went awry, mm-hmm. and they go, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. a heart.
Yeah, uh-huh. exactly.
Wow. Exactly. Oh, man, exactly. It all comes full circle
oh,
now.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is really satisfying. I mean,
and and also there's because of, you know, the magic of Oz and this world that Baum created, it lends itself to having a lot of theatricality. And James had this idea to use puppets, and when you come see the show, you can see that there's a really, really good reason mm-hmm. and a way that the puppets really help serve to tell this particular story.
Yeah.
And there's something else, though, that I would like to go ahead and make clear, because sometimes people have a picture of puppets. You know, what's
sure.
puppets?
Right.
Sure.
You think of Punch and Judy in a very small
right.
little
right.
wooden stage that you bring with you, and that's
right.
not what we're
yeah.
talking about here. We're
no,
talking about full-size, life-size.
Yeah, these are sort of large scale. I don't want to get too fussy, but it's a bunraku style, which is effectively life size with three people on the outside operating it. If it's a good image in the world of War Horse, if
mm-hmm.
that speaks to anybody. But the puppeteers are in full view at all time. We're not really trying to hide the special effects. The special effects are the joy of it is that you can see how it's done, and
yeah.
therefore it's more magical.
And very specifically choreographed as well, which
mm-hmm.
Which just speaks to the great work the other two guests here have done.
Oh, yeah, and like the
way.
The piece has had many different lives, so we've had different families over the years, and
mm-hmm.
Basically every reincarnation of the piece, the entire ensemble is helping build it.
Yeah.
And what's exciting for us is this is the first time that we've actually brought it to another city and worked with people who've never worked on it before, which has been a challenge for us. But what's great is the actors here that we're working with, so it's cast with local actors, are exceptional. Yeah, they're
yeah.
really, really wonderful. So it's all actors from Omaha, and they're, you know, many of them have, some of them have puppeteered before, some of them haven't, but they're really, really game, and it's been really exciting to watch the story come to life with this new, totally new family.
Well, yeah. Can you talk a little bit about, I mean, it's such a challenge to bring the emotion of the piece to
sure.
what when it sits there is an inanimate object, but
sure.
boy, once it's touched and life is breathed into it, suddenly
yeah. it's a really
you have
slow,
magic.
Yeah, it's a really slow and beautiful process, and it's I'm as somebody who builds puppets and teaches people how to puppeteer, the thing that's exciting to me is sometimes starting with actors, which I think you think, do I need to hire a puppeteer? Not necessarily. It's mostly about clocking the thoughts inside of this sort of foam head or whatever it might be.
Sure.
And the great thing is like you have four actors playing one character, so you get these differing ideas. So the beauty of it is going, you're sort of creating a collage of a character, and then the work comes into how can they all sort of communicate and sort of breathe as one thing, filling it with all their own stuff, you know?
Yeah, and it's exciting because it really works. Once everybody's working together, you really start to see this one organism, this one living thing.
And then the puppeteers really vanish, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So it's interesting because right now on Broadway, of course, King Kong is on there. Yep. And talk about the biggest puppet on the planet.
Huge.
So how neat. Have you seen an impact and an interest in the show that you're doing?
Yeah, people really respond to it. They really love it. It's almost like you can see adults and grown-ups and kids who like it, but it's kind of like a fairy tale. It feels like magic. It kind of inspires that old feeling that when you were a kid and listening to a really, really good story.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's Claire Carpen and James Ortiz talking here. Will Gallagher and Amanda Lederer, thank you so much for coming in today. May 16th through June 16th, bluebarn.org is where you can find more information. Morning Edition continues right now.